Introduction. We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. George Bernard Shaw. Over the past two decades, I've had the opportunity to witness thousands of players improve their tennis game. Going beyond hitting a forehand, volley, or serve better, they have been able to experience a greater sense of satisfaction and enjoyment on the court. Performing and feeling your best is the result of being in the moment. Dwelling on the past, missed shot, or looking too far into the future of winning the match in the score is the biggest obstacle most players face when trying to improve. The pressure builds, one brick at a time on top of the other, and the weight of that pressure is often too difficult to handle. As a boy, I grew up playing many sports such as tennis, football, basketball, baseball, and many others. I was always just wanting to play. It was so much better than working in the family business. My father often reminded me and my brothers that anything we do, we should do with excellence and passion. I've realized that when I was in a state of play, I was so much happier. I now understand how formative it was when my brothers and I made up competitive games in regard to our work, so the work would go faster. We did this all with the idea of getting to the sports field as soon as we could to really play. Reflecting back on this mindset when working hard in the family business, I realized we were much more productive and made fewer mistakes when our father gave us tasks to complete. The game, the play, created an atmosphere where my mind was free to explore creative ways to accomplish a task in the most efficient way. It was amazing how tasks that others would call hard work and a struggle were made much easier with this strategy. It was during that time that I discovered a changed mindset to one of play that took my mind off the struggle to accomplish a task and propelled me more into the process. I had learned to win on the inside, which led me to win on the outside. Play broadens the range of options available to us. On the tennis court, this is absolutely crucial to discover when, how, and where to play the next shot. To discover how different spins and speeds affect your position, balance, and stability when attempting to send the ball back to your opponent. When we play the game, we see possibilities that we otherwise wouldn't have seen and make connections we would have otherwise not made. Training on the practice court to become a better player obviously requires repetition, and the best repetition is accomplished in a discovery state of playing the game, serving, returning, and then into the rally. This is how we are expected to perform in a match situation. So all the more reason to practice in the manner in which we are expected to perform. I'm certainly not discounting the value of repeating the same stroke over time. What I am referring to is your mindset that you control when you are repeating the action. If it seems like work, it is work. If you are working at your game to simply rack up more wins in the score, you will miss out on the rewarding experience called play. Play gives you the permission to visualize and anticipate what may happen next. Working at hitting the ball perfectly is an action void of the spontaneous creative force within you that ignites you when you simply play. Working instead of playing will more times than not lead you as a player to a place of anxiety, burnout, and frustration. 10 times out of 10, when I ask my players whether they would like to work at their game or play the game, they say play. Play is an antidote to stress. In addition to stress being an enemy of productivity, it can actually shut down completely the innovative, inquisitive, and exploratory parts of the brain. I know everyone who has ever played tennis can relate to having some form of stress. You know how it feels. You're thinking of the last point opportunity missed, or you're thinking about the future and the way you will feel when the match is over. Stress increases the activity in the part of the brain that monitors emotions, while reducing the activity in the part of the brain activating cognitive function. When you are playing, you are less stressed. Thus, decision making is instinctive and automatic, fun and freeing. When you are free from stress, we are free to think clearly in the moment while focusing on striking the next ball that comes our way or anticipating our opponent's next shot. I like to phrase it this way with players. Play carefree instead of careful. If you play carefree, you are free to be relaxed and composed. If you play careful, you are full of care, and that is stressful. Play makes us feel more in control, and our anticipatory skills grow stronger. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, distinguished professor in psychology and management at Claremont Graduate University, has contributed pioneering work to our understanding of happiness, creativity, human fulfillment, and the notion of flow, which is a state of heightened focus and immersion in activities. Csikszentmihalyi discovered that people find genuine satisfaction during a state of consciousness called flow. Great news! I have witnessed thousands of players experience what I call their own play state, the state of being in flow, enjoying the moment and playing each shot with intentional purpose. These 7 on-court strategies can lead you towards discovering your own play state or flow and win every time you play. Click on the link in this audio version of 7 On-Court Strategies to find out more about the video series that accompanies this audiobook.